Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Christmas with the Single Dad by Whitley Cox, narrated by Stephen Bourne and Avery Reed. Chapter 1.
Can I touch your bicep?
Careful to hide his eye roll and instead plaster on a big, fake grin, Zach Eastwood pulled his earbud out of one ear and sat up on the workout bench, coming face to face with a camel toe and hot pink spandex exercise pants. Slowly, he let his eyes climb the petite frame, past the bare midriff with the spray tan, past the fake boob stuffed into a tight white sports bra, past the makeup, who the fuck worked out while wearing makeup, to finally see long, fake lashes batting at him shamelessly. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree played on the speakers overhead, competing with the rap in his one remaining earbud. The woman in front of him took a half step forward, forcing the camel toe even closer to his head. He kept his eyes on her face. He just had to.
"I've just never seen such big muscles,"
she purred, tossing her shoulders back so her big fake tits pushed out toward him.
"I see you here a lot. It shows."
He nodded. "Yeah, spend a fair bit of time here. Because I own the place." She thrust her hand forward, revealing pointy, sparkly gold fake nails with little green and red gems glued to them.
"I'm Shadley."
He shook her hand. "Zach, nice to meet you." She nibbled on her bottom lip.
"I know who you are. Everybody knows who you are."
He cocked a single eyebrow, but didn't say anything.
"So, can I touch it?"
Touch what? He was quickly losing patience with this woman. He knew what she wanted. That was being screamed from the tallest mountain. He just wasn't interested.
"Your arm."
She lifted her shoulder. The rap music in his one earbud switched to something heinously filthy. "Sure, have at her." He had to keep the customers happy, keep the members coming back for more, even if that meant he pimped himself out a bit and let the gym bunnies hop around him constantly, wiggling their little cottontails. Not that he ever did what bunnies do best with them, though. No freaking way. She bounced on her toes, then stepped forward, reaching out timidly as if his arms had teeth and would suddenly lunge out and bite her. Her hands were cold. Like fucking freezing. A chill ran through him and his nipples tightened beneath his black tank top.
"Wow,"
she squeezed.
"These are amazing. And your tattoos are so beautiful."
"Thanks." She wrapped her hand around and beneath his arm, gripping his tricep.
"I don't live too far from here, just a couple of blocks. Was going to head home, have a bubble bath and some wine."
His mouth flattened into a thin line as he fought the urge to smirk. "Sounds like a great way to relax."
"I have a jacuzzi tub, too. It's so big for little old me."
"You should get a Great Dane. They're huge." He snorted in his head. He was fucking hilarious. Her brows pinched, then relaxed, and she smiled a bleached-toothed smile.
"I was thinking something a little less hairy and a little more muscly and inked up might be better company. What do you think?"
Commotion at the front desk drew his eyes away from the bunny in front of him. A regular patron whose name he couldn't remember, but really should, was just coming in and shaking off a ton of snow from her coat and stomping her boots. The bunny cleared her throat.
"What do you think? Feel like coming over for a bath and wine? I can massage out the aches from your workout."
He pinned his gaze back on the woman in front of him, careful not to let his distaste for her come out on his face or in his tone. "Thanks so much for the offer, but I need to get home. I have my kids tonight." No, he didn't, but she didn't need to know that. Finding out he had two kids usually scared the majority of the bunnies away. She released his arm and stepped back a couple of steps.
"Oh, you have kids."
"Ah, there it is. That's right, little bunny. Hop away now that you know I come with baggage." He wiped his brow with his towel. 2, a girl and a boy, 8 and 10. Her smile was forced, almost grim.
How sweet.
Not into single dads there, little bunny? She blinked her thick lashes, revealing what he knew to be the smoky eye effect with her shadow. Seemed a bit over the top for the gym, but whatever. His ex had been big into the smoky eye. Once she'd figured out how to do it, that is. For the first bit, Lonnie would come out of the bathroom looking like she'd just been punched in both eyes. Zack would laugh, Lonnie would pout, and then head back in and try again. Eventually, she figured it out, though he always preferred her, preferred most women, with subtle eye makeup rather than dramatic. He didn't begrudge a woman who wore makeup, got her nails done, took care of herself. Not in the least. He liked when a woman knew how to put herself together and dress up, but also wasn't afraid to go out in public looking like a hot mess because she just killed it at the gym. Life was all about balance. Fake nails were fine as long as when the weeds needed to be pulled, she didn't mind getting a bit of dirt on her hands. Or didn't mind breaking a nail as she raked them down his back when he was showing her how he liked to get his cardio workout. He just wanted a woman who didn't prioritize that shit over the stuff in life that really mattered, like health and family. Besides, there wasn't anything hotter than seeing a ring of bright red lipstick around the base of his cock after a really good BJ. However, he could tell in the mere 2 minutes she'd been standing there that Shadley, or whatever the hell her name was, had probably never pulled a weed in her life and definitely wouldn't be caught dead out in public looking like a hot mess. She tilted her head in the direction of the women's changing room.
Oh, I think I hear my phone.
Yeah, okay then. You sure it wasn't the K word that scared you off? Kids, nearly as terrifying as the word prenup. And he would never, ever get married again without one that was ironclad. Shadley cleared her throat, then cupped her hand to her ear.
Yes, yes, that is definitely my phone. I left it in my locker. I better go check to make sure it isn't work calling me. I run a nail salon.
She backed up a few more steps.
Nice to meet you.
He put his earbud back in and reclined down to the bench again. Yeah, you too. She was gone in a flash, leaving Zack chuckling to himself as he picked up the dumbbells again and resumed his pec fly reps. Yeah, he could get any piece of tail he wanted, but he didn't want any. Not right now. Not for a long time. Lonnie had burned him bad, and she continued to make his life hell with the way she used their children as pawns in her manipulation and games. She was a liar, too. Always with a new scheme up her sleeves, always with a new ploy. Her boyfriend was a liar, too. Zack fucking hated liars. If he ever found a good woman again, he'd state right off the bat that if she lied to him, they'd be done. No second chances, no do-overs. Liars were the scum of the earth, and no way in hell would he have them in his or his kids' lives ever again.
Aurora Stratford nearly face-planted into the garland and holly-adorned front desk as she shook her coat and stomped her boots. The temperature in her cheeks was that of a volcano, but her heart was on the verge of shattering. Why? Because he was talking to Shadley. He. Zack. He was talking to Shadley Taylor, the most beautiful woman at the gym. Her squats were unbelievable. Her makeup, flawless. Like, crazy flawless. Did she even break a sweat when she worked out at all? Did she even work out? Or did she simply come to the gym to be seen and cruise the weight section for fresh meat to sink her sharp, fake claws into? Over the past few months, Shadley had been talking with her girlfriends in the changing room, whenever Aurora happened to be in there at the same time as them, about trying to hook up with Zack. Looked like she was finally making her move. Aurora tried not to let it distract her, but her eyes were glued to the two gorgeous people over in the weight room chatting. And then Shadley touched his bicep, and Aurora nearly passed out. Why did she torture herself? Because he's gorgeous, and loving him from afar is better than never seeing him at all. True. Staring at him a few times a week was her guilty pleasure. Her dose of happiness at the end of the day in a world filled with loss and stress and loneliness. Once she swiped her keycard, she took her snowy self to the women's changing room and got dressed for a workout. It was exactly what she needed after a long day in the bullpen at her law firm. After a white-knuckle drive across town to the gym. Why was it across town? Because Aurora was attracted to Zack, and she let her heart run roughshod over her practicality. Because Aurora was a thin-dime recent law graduate, first-year associate who exploited the free two-week trial membership at nearly every gym in Seattle, rather than pay a fee because her ass was broke. Until she stumbled into Club Z, that is. At a 25-minute drive from her home and a 20-minute drive from work, she knew it was stupid. There were over a dozen other fitness facilities and rec centers closer, and cheaper, to either work or home. But none of them had Zack. The moment she walked in to claim her free 2 weeks and saw him doing chin-ups, she signed up for a lifetime membership. A lifetime membership. She was still paying it off. But he was worth it. The man was magnificent. Stunning. A tattooed god with a beautiful shock of dark red hair, rippling muscles, sparkling blue eyes, and a smile that would make an entire nunnery fall to their knees and chant 1,000 Hail Marys. And he had absolutely no clue who she was. The clock on the wall said it was 8 o'clock. She'd been pulling 12 and 14-hour days all week. Today was the first day she left the office before 10 p.m. She climbed onto the elliptical machine once she'd filled up her water bottle at the fountain and grabbed a complimentary club towel. She just needed to zone out and do cardio for an hour or so. Normally, she'd do 30 minutes of cardio and then weights, but she was just too damn tired for weights tonight. It was all she could do to keep her eyes open. But she needed to keep her eyes open. She had the perfect view of her fantasy paramour. The perfect view of his ass, that is. He was doing squats in front of the mirror now, and the way his hamstrings and calves bunched and flexed with each dip made her whole mouth go dry, because another part of her body was hella wet. Aurora caught a glimpse of herself in the mirror. She wasn't ugly, she knew that. But she wasn't what you called a showstopper, either. She was checked out and flirted with, asked out by associates at work, had drinks sent over while out for dinner with friends. She was attractive. But she wasn't Shadley Taylor. She wasn't in Zack's league. Never would be. So she resigned herself to loving him from afar, fantasizing about him as she sweat her ass off and watched his ass tighten with each pop-up from a squat. She knew every tattoo on his arm. Didn't know what they meant or the significance of them, but she knew them. Knew the flowers on his right arm and the way they twisted down from his shoulder around and under his tricep to end just above his wrist. A peppering of scripted words she had never been close enough to read filled out the rest of that arm, along with Roman numerals in big, dark block letters. He had two different sets of very realistic flowers on either shoulder. She knew they probably held incredible significance, and more than once she caught herself tearing up as she stared at them. It was harder to tell what was on his left arm, but even from far away, she could tell the work was beautiful. More writing, crashing waves, a lighthouse, a fish, footprints. It was all in there. It was all stunning.
You almost done.
She blinked the sweat from her eyes, grabbed her towel, and wiped her face.
You've been on here for like an hour.
A muffled voice interrupted the music blasting through her earbuds. It was Shadley, and she was giving Aurora a very odd look.
These machines are for everyone, you know.
Aurora nodded. Her eyes flicked up to the clock on the wall, where, sure enough, it was almost 9 o'clock. Yeah, sorry, lost track of time. Been a long day. Shadley smiled tightly, though the corners of her eyes didn't move. Was that Botox or just a fake smile? Don't forget to wipe down your machine when you get off, please. I don't want to touch your sweat. Don't forget to wipe down your machine. Aurora wanted to wipe down Shadley's fucking face with her fist. She slowed down, hopped off the elliptical, and went over to the paper towel and spray bottle station so she could disinfect the machine for Shadley. Why did the woman need that elliptical? There were like 8 others. Why did Shadley pick Aurora to kick off the machine? Yes, they were all occupied, but why didn't she go and flaunt her camel toe at one of the beefcakes down the row and ask them to give her a turn? Was it because she saw Aurora as an easy mark? A wounded gazelle on the Serengeti, the easiest person to bully off the machine, take down with her talons, kill swiftly with one slice to the jugular with her bedazzled index finger. With the pace of a snail in the snow, Aurora made her way back to the elliptical machine and began to wipe it down. Shadley stood there, tapping her foot, her eyes focused on the row of televisions at the front of the gym above the mirrors. A few TVs had various news stations on, one a Christmas comedy sketch special, another sports, and the last had a cooking show where the Santa hat-clad host was teaching some football player how to make something that Aurora could have sworn looked like lard pie, but was more likely something festive and fattening like a French-Canadian tortilla. It was Christmas, after all. Shadley let out a huff and ran her manicured hand over her bottle blonde hair, smoothing it back into its long, straight ponytail. Aurora took her sweet time cleaning the machine, rolling her eyes and making a face of disgust when the woman's hot pink camel toe came into view as she bent over to wipe a few drops of sweat from the footholds. "Can you speed up?" Shadley asked. Aurora smiled sweetly. "I could, but I'm not going to. There are 8 other machines, and yet you chose this one. There is no sign-up board, so technically, if I wanted to stay on this machine all day, I could. You don't own this machine. You don't own this gym. You pay your dues just like I do." Shadley's face burned a bright pink beneath her bronzer, and her dark brown eyes turned fierce. "I could go and complain at the front desk." Aurora tilted her head. "Okay." Then she hopped back up onto the same elliptical, turned it on again, and resumed her workout. Shadley let out an irritated growl. "You're a bitch." Aurora shrugged, turned the music up on her phone, and pointed to her earbuds. "What? I can't hear you." She had to hide her smile for fear the woman in front of her might turn rabid and tear out her carotid artery with her Christmas-painted talons. Aurora fought and argued all day long, dealt with people slamming doors in her face and yelling at her on the phone more than she cared to count. Usually, by the end of the day, she had no more fight left in her, so she just rolled over and gave in, whether it be a person at the gym like Shadley or someone butting in line at the grocery store. She wasn't going to pick that hill to die on. She had bigger battles to fight, bigger fish to fry. But not tonight. Something about the way Shadley was looking at her, speaking to her, made Aurora see red. She wasn't the weakling of the pack. She wasn't a wounded gazelle on the savannah, the first to be picked off when the hyenas came scrounging. She would be one of the first to get away, one of the fastest in the herd. Shadley was still flapping her lips, but Aurora couldn't hear her. The filthy rap in her ear was a welcome change from the shrill voice of Camel Toe Susan in front of her. Aurora shook her head once again and pointed to her earbud. "Still can't hear you. Sorry." Laser beams nearly shot out of the woman's eyes. Aurora dipped her head down to hide her smile. Stomping her foot, Shadley growled again, then turned and marched away. Aurora snickered and turned away from where the other woman had retreated to, only to find him, of all people, watching her. Her smile dropped instantly. His didn't. His grew bigger. Her lips twitched as she debated whether to smile back. Now she just looked like she was having muscle spasms in her face. His dark red eyebrow drew up on his freckled forehead, and he smiled even wider before shaking his head and glancing toward the front desk where, lo and behold, Shadley was making a complaint. Ah, crap. Aurora's gaze slipped from the flushed-faced guy behind the desk and appointing Shadley back to Zack. He was shaking his head again and rolling his eyes. He seemed to find all of this hilarious. Was he not with Shadley? Had he turned her down? The person at the front desk who was handling Shadley's tirade glanced at Zack. Zack rolled his eyes again, shook his head, and shrugged. What was that about? The employee behind the desk shook his head at Shadley, shrugged, and made an apologetic face. Shadley's head nearly exploded. She stormed off toward the changing room, steam retreating from her ears and possibly even her camel toe. The woman was that mad. Aurora snickered again. Served the bitch right. Ah, but where's your Christmas spirit? Fuck Christmas spirit. Aurora had had a rough day at work, and all she wanted to do was jump on the elliptical at the gym, zone out, and stare at Zack for 90 minutes. Was that too much to ask for? That was all she wanted for Christmas. That was all she was probably going to get for Christmas. She didn't have enough money to fly home to New Hampshire for the holidays, and her parents were struggling to make ends meet after her dad's heart attack this past spring and his now sudden retirement. She told them several times over the last few months that she didn't want them to waste their money and send her anything. She didn't need anything. But of course, they hadn't listened, and a parcel had arrived in the mail not 2 days ago. She didn't have a tree to put it under, so she bought a fake wreath at the dollar store and hung it on her wall, setting the parcel beneath it. Merry Christmas. So, yeah. Watching Zack bend and pick things up, flexing that ass of his, was her Christmas present to herself. And it was the only gift she was getting anybody this year, because things were tight. Much like Zack's ass, but not nearly as nice. Once again, in her own head, she'd zoned out completely. Zack had gone back to his workout, and Aurora spaced out on the elliptical, reading the closed captioning on the Cooking Channel show and listening to the dirty, dirty rap music in her ear. For some reason, she loved to listen to rap music when she got her sweat on, and the dirtier, the better. Maybe it was because the words helped fuel her fantasies about Zack, that he was doing to her what the lyrics of the song described. Oh, if only. It was Thursday night. She would head in to work for 2 more days, because Saturdays off were for bankers and firm partners, not first-year associates, aka mere peons. Then have a much-deserved 2 days off, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, only to burn the candle at both ends again come December 26th. 2 more days of work. Those days off could not come fast enough. Mind you, she was only getting those days off because the firm itself was closed, not because she dared to take any vacation days. No way. She only hoped that Santa was kind to her and she didn't get a call from one of the partners with an emergency project that she had to do at home. She planned to spend those 2 days off in her bed with her vibrator and thoughts of Zack doing squats in her mind. She was 6 months into her first-year associate position at her law firm, and already she was feeling burned out. How did lawyers do it? How did they work 80-plus hours a week? Their salaries are better than yours, so that cushions the blow of having no life. That's how. Right. Money. A lot of her colleagues would also respond with the answer, alcohol. Too bad Aurora couldn't afford a bottle of wine from Trader Joe's to save her life at the moment. No, any spare change she had went straight to her parents, or her father's medical bills, to be more precise. Once she paid her rent, her utilities, her student loan payment, and her food, she deposited the rest into her parents' bank account and hoped to God they had enough saved up that month to get her dad the heart medication he needed. Life should not be lived with your fingers constantly crossed. What was wrong with this world that life-saving drugs were more expensive than a mortgage? A tap on her shoulder had her bracing for another showdown with Shadley, only it wasn't Shadley at all. It was the guy from the front desk.
Just so you know, we close in about 15 minutes.
Her eyes flew up to the clock. Holy crap, was it already 9:45? She'd been pedaling the machine for another 45 minutes and hadn't even clued in. She really was exhausted. No, you're burned the fuck out. You need sleep, and lots of it. Blinking, she nodded, yawned, and slowed down her machine. Right, thanks. I knew that. He smiled and then took off to inform the next person. She hopped down off the elliptical and scanned the gym for Zach. He was nowhere to be found. Probably showering. Oh, God. Zach in the shower? Yes, please. She needed a shower to cool off after that image. Only she'd never waste the free hot water on a cold shower, even if she lived on the surface of the sun. Free hot water was a gift. Nothing like free hot water. Well, it wasn't free. She'd paid a hefty lifetime membership for that hot water, so she was going to use it. Might as well save her own hot water bill at home. Anywhere she could scrimp and save, she would. She sprayed down her machine once again, wiping it clean of her sweat, then she headed to the changing room. By the grace of God, Shadley was not in there. She must have left when Aurora was staring at Zach's butt. Which time? She peeled out of her clothes, wrapped a towel around her, and headed to the shower, ready to shut her eyes and let the water and soap wash away the disaster of a day. The disaster of her life. Chapter 2. Aurora was a prune by the time she shut off the water in the shower and wrapped the towel around herself, only to emerge into a dark changing room. Shit. The gym was closed. She'd gotten so carried away shaving and washing, fantasizing and daydreaming, that she let time get away from her. Was she locked in? How had the front desk guy not heard her in the shower? Hastily, she dressed, not even bothering to dry her hair with more than a quick rub from the towel. Then she was running, well, more like scrambling, toward the front door. No, 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 no. She exhaled when her hand landed on the handle and it budged. The frigid wind from outside hit her flushed face, making it sting. The snow was now coming down in what appeared to be big white cotton balls, and the parking lot was no longer a parking lot, but various mounds where cars were, and holes where cars had been. Her car was the former. She was going to have to not only dig to find her car, but also dig herself out. And she didn't have a shovel to her name. Now I bet you're wishing you didn't go to a gym so far from home. Her gloves were in her car, too. She'd have to freeze her hands in order to even get to them. Tears threatened, and her throat began to clog up. What an absolute mess. Was this karma for how she'd treated Shadley earlier? The fates handing her her just desserts because she'd stood up for herself? It was already so late, so cold, and now she wouldn't be home for ages, if she ever got home. She reached into her gym bag and grabbed her pair of sweaty workout pants, wrapped them around her right hand, and began to clear the snow from the top of her car. She would be here forever. Probably freeze to death before she got it all cleared. Should she call a cab? Were cabs even running in the blizzard? If so, they were all probably occupied, helping other stranded civilians get home for the night. Besides, she couldn't afford a cab to take her home. Why? Because she lived across town. Oh, what an absolute disaster. And all because of her libido. Because of a sexy man who had turned her brain to mush the moment she walked into the gym and saw his arms. She'd made the dumbest, most rash decision in her life, and now she was paying dearly for it. Son of a... She could barely feel her nose, let alone her fingers, when the rumbling, thunderous sound of a truck emerging from the reserve.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?